Heart to Heart is being brought to you by Zunich Advisory Services. Here's Jackie LeBeau.
Well, good morning, everybody. Did you hear that? 7 degrees. Seven. Well, seven is pretty nippy, but we'll be warming you up this morning on Heart to Heart because I have just a lovely, wonderful guest, and I know you're going to love her. You know, I was thinking this morning, you know, people are fascinated with my gift to talk to spirit and animals. And I have to tell you, I'm just as fascinated as the stories they tell me about their spiritual experiences. You know, we all are psychic. And think a minute. Do you have gut feelings that are right? Do you just know things and don't know how or why? Well, if those things happen to you, then my next class, titled Opening Your Intuition, might be perfect for you. We all have the power to connect with our higher self and spirit for daily guidance. Learn to recognize the signs when spirit and your higher self come calling to you. Join me for my Opening Your Intuition workshop. It's coming up Saturday, February 22nd. It runs from 1 to 4 p.m. And the location is at All As Well Associates in the Eichelberger Professional Center in Hanover, Pennsylvania. So if you're interested and you'd like more information or to register for the class, call my office at 717-968-5289 or visit my website at www.jackielebeau.com. That's JACQUILEBEAU.com. So wonderful. So this morning, keep in mind, we'll be taking your questions. And if you want to talk to either me or my special guest, Candy Dance, is coming on. The number here is 717-637-0052. So my guest this week will be sharing with us her 2014 possibilities. You remember we had Melody Bishop on, and Candy is going to be giving us her insight with the help from the angels. And what does this special year have in store? So we'll find out thanks to the lovely and amazing Candy Danzas. Candy is known as the mainstream mystic. She's an intuitive healer, an angel communicator, and psychic medium. Candy specializes in angel communication and spiritual counseling for clients worldwide. And last May, Candy was certified as a happiness coach with Dr. Robert Holden. Her clients call on her via the telephone and in person from as far away as Argentina, Denmark, Peru, and Great Britain. People from all walks of life seek advice and insight for many reasons, including health and wellness, relationships, abundance, and life purpose. Candy herself, a breast and ovarian cancer survivor, also carefully coaches her clients to fully embrace traditional medicine combined with holistic modalities to achieve the very highest wellness levels. So you might want to know, too, Candy's appeared on stage with many internationally known speakers and authors, including intuitive Sonia Choquette, Dr. Brian Weiss, a past life regressionist, psychic medium John Holland, one of my favorites, he's such a sweetheart, Dr. Joan Borisenko, and New York Times bestselling author Greg Braden. So I am just thrilled to share Candy's wonderful gift with all of you. Welcome, Candy.
Thank you, Jackie. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, this is just so wonderful. We just love having all these great people coming in and sharing all their special gifts with us.
I'm so excited. The angels, there's just so much information to talk about with the angels, and I feel myself getting all revved up just before we get ready to talk about them.
Oh, I love that. Well, listen, before we get into all the angel perspective, I'm just curious, Candy, how did you come by the nickname the Main Street Mystic?
Well, it actually came a long time ago, maybe 15 years ago, with I was teaching with Sonia Choquette. And she was talking about in her class, I was sitting in on one of her classes before I went to teach mine at a conference, and she was talking about what we want to do with our lives and what are we really. And as I sat there, I thought, what am I really? So later I was talking with a friend, and she said, Candy, I know what you are. You're a mainstream mystic, because she said, you talk about spiritual things, but you show me how I can use them in my everyday life. And that's how it got started.
Well, that was perfect. Your friend was right on the money with you, Candy, because that is so true. You make it so real for all of us.
Well, you know, the angels are really interested in how the information that they have for you can help you today and with the rest of your life. And so practicality is my thing. I was a commercial banker for 20 years. I used angels in my everyday life, but not in an airy-fairy fashion. I used them in very practical things that I was doing every day.
Right, because it is, and they want us to connect with them every day. And it doesn't include all this airy-fairy stuff. It's just very simple. We had other people say, you just call on them. It's not some big invocation and everything. It can be, but it doesn't have to be.
Well, and I think we're always looking for, because we've been taught with the angels to look for a big miracle. Well, a big miracle can be simply, what do I need to do financially to make myself able to take care of my family? Or what do I need to do about my health to be in better, vibrant health? It can be that simple.
Yeah, it can be really just basic stuff that, you know, and we think, oh, that's beneath what angels would do, because it has to be something big.
Right. Not to mention, though, they can come up with some big stuff, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they can wow us. We know that. So, Candy, as we look at this year, I know the Angel of Hope has a special message for us this year. And can you tell us about that and then also give us some of your other insights from the angelic realm?
Oh, I'd love to. The Angel of Hope. I'm just so thrilled to be able to talk about her. And I'll tell you honestly, until September of 2013, I really had never thought about an angel called the Angel of Hope. I knew what hope was and that angels helped us to bring it, but I didn't realize that there was actually an Angel of Hope.
Yeah.
And the way I found out about her is she actually appeared to me. And that may sound, mystical and magical, but, you know, angels are happy to appear to any of us if we'll ask. And it's something common for me. I have no worries about seeing them. And she literally filled the room with light in the middle of the night and said that she had come to me because I had asked her to. And I said, really? I didn't know there was an Angel of Hope. How could I have asked you? And she said, because I'm the opposite of despair. And she said, in the last couple of days, you've been praying about being sad about some things. And I'm here to assist you in uplifting your energy.
Oh, isn't that fabulous? And I love that. It's the opposite of despair. So as you are going through that process and struggling with that, that calls her to you.
Absolutely. And I didn't even understand that in those moments I was in despair. I hadn't really thought about it. And you know what she shared with me in that vision that night? She said, a lot of times what you're feeling, Candy, is whatever you may be going through. And she said, this is true for all people. But she said, you're also feeling the despair that may be going on in the world at this time. And she said, and I have some messages for you on what you can do to uplift yourself when you're feeling sad, down, or in a state of despair.
Oh, I love that, because boy, could we all use that.
Well, you know, it's common for us to hear, maybe turn on the news and see something very sad going on. And you take a little bit of that energy with you, and you hate to see other people in sadness. And in the meantime, maybe you're going through something yourself. And the Angel of Hope helped me understand that increases your sadness. But she said, there's something you can do. She said, if you know who I am, all you have to do is close your eyes and say, Angel of Hope, go be with, and name the thing, the person, the thing that's bothering you. And she says, and then focus, she said, turn your mind from that and focus on uplifting your own energy. And she said, what it does is allow those things that you're looking at to heal.
Oh, I love that. So really, you're just calling Angel of Hope, go be with whoever. And it could be something that you saw. It could be it could be like the dolphins situation.
Yes.
Now. And then, you know, turn away from that, close that sadness, and uplift your energy.
Right. And she said, what you're doing with that is, she said, you're doing something positive. She said, you're also taking your mind off the negative thing, because we all know the more we focus on something negative, the more we create it.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, and then you're raising your own vibration. And she said, truly, in the world, the best thing everybody can do is raise their own vibration, and it will begin to raise the vibration of others. And what I think is very exciting about this Angel of Hope is she offered me the opportunity to feel what she feels like.
Oh, my goodness, Candy.
And everybody can do this. So here's what she said. She said, Candy, you just close your eyes, call on me, and know I'm there. And it doesn't matter whether you see angels or not. She said, just know I'm there. And she said, ask me to be present with you. And what you will feel is a very slight warmth around your belly area, up to your heart area, just like a warm puppy rub, I call it.
Okay, I know that one.
And everybody who I've encouraged to do this, I've taught many workshops since September and asked them to try this, have actually felt this warmth of the Angel of Hope. And then, and that's a nice confirmation that she really is there. And after that warmth, you get a sense of just peace. You know that you may have all the same problems you had talked with her about before or thought about before, but somehow you know everything will be okay and that you can conquer whatever is ahead of you.
So it's she's bringing you that confidence and taking you, transcending you above your worry into the period of trust.
And a sense of peace. That's what I noticed the most with her, a sense of peace. And for those who like things like, everybody's different. Some people need some symbols or colors or things to associate with an angel. Her color was a pale green and gold. And I remember thinking, okay, pale green, the Angel of Hope. And she specifically said to me, and it made me laugh, she said, oh, not pale green, celadon green.
Celadon.
And I thought, wow, this angel's specific. So look up celadon green. That's the color of this angel.
Oh, celadon green and gold.
Yes. And she has some very exciting news about 2014.
Okay.
Into 2017.
Oh, okay. So there's a period here of 3 years.
Yeah, 14 through 17.
Okay.
And she said that we on Earth, and when she said we, she included them because the angels are part of us. I mean, they're just as excited about things going on Earth as we are.
Okay.
And so she said, between 2014 and 17, we are helping to bring more light to Earth. We are opening the door, she said, to light on Earth. And at first I was very excited when I heard that news. And what she meant by that was more heaven on earth, a time of, truly, we've been talking about it for centuries, more light on earth. And I said, oh, I can't wait. And she said, but Candy, I need to remind you of something, and it's why I'm telling you this about me. She said, as light filters into a space that's been dark, sometimes it doesn't look pretty.
Yeah.
And she said, be patient. It will look beautiful. And what she got me to realize in that moment is sometimes as things break down that aren't the best for us, it's not attractive at first. But she said, you just keep focusing on the Angel of Hope. She said, think and lift yourself out of despair. And she said, soon you will see that all the changes that are happening on Earth are going to be beautiful.
Oh, that's such a lovely message. So, and she's saying this period is from 2014 into 2017. So we have a 3-year period where as light comes in, things are going to sometimes look uncomfortable or a little different. And she's sensing that by 2017, we will have a lot greater amount of light on Earth.
Absolutely. And if you think about it, it's really a 4-year period because she was saying through 2017.
Okay, through the year.
So she said the reason she was sharing it in that way is she knew that I would take this information out to others. And she said, remind everybody that they're a light worker, that they're bringing light to their own world and to the earth, that it is going to get better. And she said, encourage them when they feel despair, call me and I will lift them out of it and we will move forward together. And it almost makes me teary because I think in the end, it is going to be such a beautiful experience here on Earth.
Oh, and I love her reminder that we are all light workers.
Yes.
You know, because we all bring that sense of hope and light to others, and sometimes we don't give ourselves credit.
Absolutely. And, you know, the angels say you often call on us, and we're absolutely delighted to help because that's part of their purpose. But she says, what you forget is you are the ones. You are the ones that are bringing light to Earth. You are the ones that are changing things. We're just here to help and assist you in that change. And they always encourage me to remember, we are filled with the light just as they are. So don't see them as something so special above us that we can't call on them. They're actually co-workers with us.
Oh, I love that, Candy. So say that again. We are filled with the light just as they are.
Yes, and we are co-workers with them. And so what that does is immediately give you the understanding that, oh, yes, they are special beings of light. But what they reflect right back to us is, oh, no, you're special beings of light, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that changes everything because then you can work hand in hand with the angels in very practical ways to increase, improve your life.
Right. And that's so true. I love that she reminded us of that because, you know, we feel this separation sometimes from the angels because we think that they are so much above us and that perhaps we're unworthy to work with them. So I love that she reminds us that we are also of the light and that we work together as co-creators.
Well, you know, right after, it was about November, that was September when I had my first vision of the Angel of Hope. And in so a couple of months later, I had a new vision, and this one was of the Angel of Light. And I said, so tell me, fill me in, why are you here? And she said, after hope comes light. And she says, and you are all light. And she talked about the seraphim. I don't know if you know who the seraphim are, but that's it.
Well, tell us a little bit about that.
The seraphim are a choir of angels that if you read through history, you can read a little bit about. But throughout history, we've always labeled them as angels of light and vibration and sound that we don't interact with. And the angel of light said to me, oh, but you do interact with the angels of light all the time and the seraphim. She said, in the past, you thought you were not worthy to interact with them, but she said, you are. Light is light. Vibration is vibration, and it's all around us. So you're constantly interacting with these high beings of light and love. And she was reminding me that the way it works is you raise yourself out of despair with the angel of hope, and then you recognize the light that is around you and around others and how you may be inspired by that light. And she said, then that light leads you to love, which she says is source. And she said, that's what this light coming to Earth is all about, that we are raising ourselves up to remember it's all about love.
Oh, wonderful. All right, well, Candy, let's hold on to that, and we'll be right back, everybody, after this short message.
Great.
Okay.
Heart to Heart is being brought to you by Zunic Advisory Services. Here's Jackie LeBeau.
Okay, everybody, we're back with Candy Danzis, the mainstream mystic and also angel communicator and psychic medium and intuitive healer. And Candy was talking to us about messages that she's been receiving from the Angel of Hope and the Angel of Light. So, Candy, let's also talk about what other kinds of things from the angelic perspective you're seeing for the year 2014.
Well, one thing, and I felt like we almost left that out of our last conversation, is that it is time to get more connected to our guardian angels in 2014. You know, your guardian angel has no other purpose but you and uplifting you and what you want to create in this lifetime. So one of the things the angels encouraged me on in 2014 is to remind people of that and to get a personal relationship with your guardian angel. And how would you do that?
Well, I was just thinking that, Candy.
Because I have so many people ask me that. To begin to see them like a personal friend, whether you see them visually or not is unimportant, but the conversation with them. They are always there helping you. It is us who turns off from them. So So just talk to them. Share with them like you would download your problems of the day and say, angels, I'm giving you permission to help me figure out how to solve these problems that I have. And just get very practical with them. I tell people, make your car your sacred sanctuary, your place to talk to your angels. And it's also very uplifting for you to download things to them and feel like you got it off your chest. And then they can come in and begin to inspire you on ways you can change things in your life that you want to make better.
And I love the car is your sanctuary, because don't we all get in the car? And, you know, that's when your mind really turns on or turns off and things come in.
Absolutely. And you can simply say to your angels, hey, angels, I'm going to make my car my sacred sanctuary. So I'm asking you guys to kind of clean up the energy in this space so that when I step into this space, it clears me and I feel better.
Oh, I like that. I love that. So that means, everybody, clean out that car, get rid of all that clutter, get rid of all those fast food bags and all that other good stuff we keep in there.
Yeah, make it pleasant to your eyes.
Yeah.
as we were talking about 2014, the Angel of Light, as I mentioned, is the next angel to really get to know and understand. And light is enlightenment, being more aware of things. In 2014, we are to be more aware. Look around you more. Notice, observe, because there's so much information that we're missing by not being aware. I might mention that on February 2nd, which is, next weekend,
yes,
I'm doing a workshop on the Angel of Light. And it will be at the Interconnection Bookstore in New Cumberland from 1 to 4. So I'm just throwing that out there in case there's somebody who would like to know more about this Angel of Hope or the Angel of Light and how we use them.
Yeah, and you know, Candy, when you're talking about more awareness, being more aware, I mean, do you know how everybody is so cluttered with Facebook and Twitter? And did they have any thoughts on that? Because it's not being aware of everything, like listening to all the news and all that kind of stuff that they're talking about, right?
No, you know, and they're happy. Whatever makes you happy makes the angels happy. So they're not saying don't go on Facebook, don't go on Twitter. What they're talking about is pull yourself back a little bit during the day, not every moment, but just observe what's going on around you in a different way. You know, if you were sitting at the office and you just said in your mind, okay, in this moment, I'm going to open my eyes and look around the office and observe something I didn't notice before, you'll be amazed at what you didn't notice before. And that's what they mean. They mean spend a little time every so often during the day, off and on during the day, just kind of pulling your awareness back and look at what's going on. Things you will notice are, you may notice, let's say you're at work, a coworker, as you look at them, you go, wow, that coworker looks sad and I didn't notice it before. And if you ask them, hey, what's going on with you, you might find out something. Or there's a thousand things that could happen, but so often we just get so busy and single-minded that we don't observe what's around us, and there's so much to tell us around us if we pay attention.
Right, because it's all information there for us to use.
Yes, and so often in my workshops, I'll have people say, Candy, how do I get in contact with angels? How are they going to talk to me? Well, they talk to you in very simple ways with the things that are happening around you. And I often say, I'll have a client come to me and say, I asked my angels for help, but they're not telling me anything. I haven't seen it. And I see the angels behind them laughing because they've been telling them in a thousand ways, but they're missing it.
Yeah, in other words, they didn't put down a piece of paper and write the instructions down.
But what that same person might have missed is a friend who gave them the answer, or a book that fell off the shelf that was just right for them, but they didn't pick it up.
Right, or a song on the radio.
Right, absolutely, or a feather laying on the ground to say, hey, I'm here, I just wanted to let you know.
Right, so it's very subtle, right, Candy? It can be very subtle.
It can be. If it's something earth-shattering or life-saving, it may not be as subtle, and that's wonderful. We hear such stories about, you know, the miracles that angels create. But the miracles are usually times of a 911 experience. And my thought is, why would you want to wait till a 911 experience to get to know your angel?
Yeah, absolutely. When you can do it every day.
Right, and increase and expand your life. And it's being brave enough to say, it's not just a coincidence. It's a coinciding event. It's not just my imagination. And that's the part that can get tough sometimes, because we have to say, even though I'm not sure, if I keep doing this, I will get the confirmation that my angels are around me.
And I think that's very important, because people have so much doubt. And when they get these messages, and like you said, they could be subtle or they could be in your face. You know, they try to put it off as something else because they don't trust that that could be what it is.
Well, I think one of my goals as a mainstream mystic is to tell people that angels are practical. They're okay with getting the answer to you through Facebook. They don't mind. It doesn't have to be biblical in the way that it's delivered, or mystical in the way it's delivered. They're happy to use whatever references we have at our disposal. And I often have people say, oh, Candy, you see something in everything. And the answer is yes, because there is something in everything.
Absolutely.
The angels are constantly trying to get us messages in every way. And if we'll pay attention, we'll see it.
Yeah, it's opening that attention, and that's a good word to people to remember, to put their attention, open their attention so that things come in.
Yes, and it's not about going out to find the angels. They're already there delivering the message. It's about, and well, let's think about it. We're on the radio. We are tuned into the frequency of this station. If you'll tune into the frequency of your angels, you're going to be amazed at what you hear.
And it could be just that easy, tuning in.
Yeah, and if you'll think about it that way, it automatically tunes you in.
Oh, absolutely. So it's really the thought, because the thought is the energy that pulls that in.
Yes. So it's being brave enough to say, okay, Candy said there's an angel out there who loves me and has no other purpose than me. I'm willing to tune into that and then wait to see what happens.
Mm. And it might not be immediate. It might be something that happens, you know, a couple minutes later or later in the day. And it's so clear then. And then you go, oh, my gosh, that's from when I asked this morning.
Absolutely. And I will tell you something that can be immediate. If you will say it in that way, okay, guardian angel, I know you're around because for today, Candy says you are. So I'm asking you to be with me. And just take a moment, take a breath. You'll notice that suddenly you feel this little sense of peace immediately, because what they do is they run to you and they pour energy on you because you're asking. They want so bad for you to know that they're there that you can actually feel a difference in the energy immediately.
Oh, so everybody try that today.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't discount it till you try it, I say.
Yeah, absolutely. So say it again, Candy, so people remember what we just told them.
Okay, all you have to know is that you have at least one guardian angel that has no other purpose but you, that is so excited that you may get to know them better, that all you have to do is say, guardian angel, right now today, I'm asking you to surround me with your energy so that I can feel it. And then just be quiet for a second and feel the difference. And then be brave enough to say, and now today I have something I need an answer on, and tell him what it is. Show me a sign. Show me some information on this. And then be brave enough through the day to stay aware and look for the signs. And you will get the signs. If you miss it that day, don't worry about it. Ask them again the next day. You can't wear out an angel. They're happy to keep helping you to know that they are present and to help you in your life.
Oh, Candy, thank you for that practical exercise. And I hope everybody tries that, because that's how you pull that stuff in and make it real for you and learn to do it every day. Just start doing it once and try it again, because once you feel it, you're going to want to keep doing it.
I always say, ask, wait for information. Now, here's the trick, though. Take some guided action, meaning if you have a hint that you've asked the angels about something. They've given you a hint that maybe you should take a class, or maybe you should read a book, or maybe you should call somebody. Take the action, because you're not going to see the results until you take the action.
That's a very good reminder, Candy, because sometimes we think if we pray, it's just going to drop in our lap. But, you know, we're meeting spirit and the angels and God halfway.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they always just give us simple little steps. They don't lead us from one thing down a giant path to something new. So don't get panicked. Just take the little step and watch what happens.
Yes. We have to do our part, too.
Yeah, we do.
Absolutely. So anything else for 2014 you think that we should know?
Well, here's some delightful news. The angels have told me that January, which is almost over, and February and March is a little time of reprieve. What that means is that I think most of us could say that we had some kind of major changes going on in 2013. And just, I haven't met somebody who didn't have something major going on in 2013. Well, the angels told me that January, February, and March is a time of just kind of things as they are, meaning a little time to catch our breath, get our feet under us, get in balance. It doesn't mean everything goes away that may be a problem in our life. So they say, don't be lazy during that time. Keep asking them, what can I do to improve this? Or what can I do to change my life if you have an area you want to change? And they'll inspire you, but the action's going to happen in April. So that's kind of, that's a really good thing. We have time to breathe, but don't get lazy with it. Know that in April there'll be some movement and change, so be ready for it.
All right. I love that. So look ahead. Okay. All right. So, Candy, we're down to 4 minutes, so I'm just giving you the time, too, so you know what we're looking at. So, all right, so April is when the action really starts.
Absolutely. I have a suggestion for people, for anybody who may find this interesting. On April 5th and 6th, I'm doing Angel Alignment, which is my two-day workshop on how to communicate with your angels. And we practice these skills of communicating with them. Everybody has what I call their big angel experience during that workshop. And that might be an idea on how do I get this information for myself? How do I do that? And, you know, for me, teaching is my favorite thing. I love to teach other people how to connect with their angels.
And, Candy, quick then, let's tell people how to find you.
Well, there's several ways. I'm on Facebook, and I have a website. My website is candydanzas.com, and that's spelled CandyDanz, as in zebra, IS as in Sam, candydanzas.com. I am on Facebook, Candy Danzas, and my phone number, if anybody would like to call to talk with me, is 717-697-8699. And if they want to go to my website, they'll see my classes there and the CDs that I, meditation CDs that I have to offer. And that class on angel alignment, there's a whole syllabus for the class online.
Oh, I like that you tell exactly what's going to be covered. And that'll be great for people to take a look at. So I encourage you, if you want to get in touch with your angels, Candy is the perfect person to help us do that. So please take a look at her site. All right, Candy, anything else? We're down to 2 minutes. We got up to April. What else for the year? Anything in particular we should be looking at?
Well, as the Angel of Hope told us, over the next 4 years, we will be opening to the light. So as April comes around, there will be some big changes starting to happen on Earth. Remember what the Angel of Hope told you. See them as beautiful, even though they may not look beautiful in the beginning. And you can help all of these changes on Earth. Everybody can help all of these changes on Earth be peaceful if we look at them, send the angel of hope to them, and then turn our minds from them and expect them to become the best that they can be.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Oh, Candy, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jackie.
Those were wonderful messages this morning, and I know everybody got so much out of that, and I hope that they will look for your website, look for your classes, and I hope that you will come back and join us again.
You got it, girl. I'd love to.
Okay, Candy, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Here's something everyone needs to think about. Who helps prepare your taxes? Is it the same person who gives you investment advice? It probably should be. It should be someone who knows how to get the best return on both. Someone like Jeff Zunick with Zunick Advisory Services.
Hi, I'm Jeff Zunick, a longtime York County resident with over 25 years in the financial services field. A lot of folks come to me for the first time simply because their taxes get a little too complicated. They've often been doing it themselves or turning to one of those brand name services. I start by helping with their taxes, of course, but then as we look at their savings, I'm able to help even more. After all, how you invest your savings directly impacts the amount of taxes you pay. And who doesn't want to save more while paying less? Maybe I can help you. Call me, Jeff Zunick, right here in York at 764-8992.
Zunick Advisory Services, because your tax advisor should also be your investment advisor. Call Jeff at 764-8992.
Okay, we're back, everybody. And I want to thank Candy Dances again. She is so, so lovely. And I know that you'll enjoy her classes if you get a chance to take them with her. I've taken them myself, and she's a wonderful teacher. So next week, I'm excited to tell you that because we got snowed out last week, Kathy Harner will be joining us. And she is also going to be giving us some information about 2014 from an astrological viewpoint. Kathy is a registered nurse, an astrologer, and she is the founder and co-creator of Voices of the Goddess. So you will certainly enjoy having her as well. Okay, so now, the other thing I wanted to remind everybody is if you would like to get readings from me as well, you can call my office at 717-968-5289. I'm available for in-person phone readings or group readings, and we have so much fun with group readings, so think about that. Those are just lovely to have with your friends and family. So give me a call and talk to me about that as well. I have information about that on my website, which is JackieLebeau.com, JackieLebeau.com. So lots of good information there as well. So everybody, we've been having so much fun looking to the year ahead in 2014. So come back next Tuesday and we'll do it one more time with Kathy Harner. Thanks for joining me today. I'll see you next Tuesday.